I can't.
I hear you. I hear you. And
I know. I don't like
That's
it.
Good. Let me hear your voice.
I'm sitting outside on my patio, looking at the trees. I'm being so fucking weird. I can't.
I want to listen to it.
It's still playing.
Yeah, but I'm not
gonna. How is it playing still?
I want to listen to it. Why don't you want me to, your
it
voice?
It just sounds weird.
Voice,
I hate my
thing.
Voice. I hate it.
You have a
and
nice,
it's getting worse.
You have a very nice voice. You have to accept that you have a nice voice. People like your voice. Now, I'm not gonna say that your
I
voice.
Need to shut
I'm
up.
Not gonna say that your voice is like high pitched. Or like
April 22nd.
Because it's definitely
it was
lower.
222.
What do you mean 222?
That's when I recorded it.
April 22nd. April's 4.
I meant
so it'd be 4-2.
I just meant like 2-2, like 2-2s.
What do you mean 2-2s? Where's that coming
I'm
from?
I'm just reading too deeply in the signs.
All right. Do we have more wine? Are we doing red wine again? Is it, or is that the whole night?
Dude, this wine sucks. I mean, but I'll drink it, obviously.
This is the freak show?
Yeah. It's a blend. That's why I don't trust blends, because you never know what the fuck's in it. So you can't really say, oh, I don't like this wine, because you don't know what the fuck's in it.
I saw the funniest Jimmy John's commercial the other day. It's like this guy, like, smelling I don't know if it was a bottle of wine or, like, old scotch or something, but he's just smelling it. He's just really into it. And then, like, the guy is behind him with the Jimmy John's sub, like, smelling it and like just mimicking the other dude
with a Jimmy
acting, John acting really sophisticated, like he puts his pinky out smelling the sub.
I don't like Jimmy John's.
I love Jimmy John's.
I'm not a fan of cold sandwiches. I don't like cold anything.
But
you do
like
you
Subway.
Know what
you like Subway.
Do you know what happened with Abby? I heat up my cheese and the tuna, baby.
Can you, I mean, you could probably heat up your sandwich.
I like food hot, like unless it's
I feel like
fruit.
Not supposed to do that, though. Aren't you not supposed to
well,
eat
Well, so Abby
food
laughed at me because, like, she's like, hey, do you want these potato skins? And she pointed to a plate, and I'm like, sure, I'll eat this. Sure, you know, it's got, like, the cheese and the bacon. And there's, like, a sandwich on it. I automatically assumed it was a hot sandwich. I put it in the microwave for a long time. Brought it out, and then she was like, I guess I'll eat this hot PB&J. I'm like, it's a PB&J. I'm like, dude, I felt
you heated up a PB&J?
I didn't know it was a PB&J.
So, like, I would do a PB&J on grilled, like, grilled kind of thing,
yeah.
Or toasted bread, but I'm definitely not doing a hot PB&J now. I need that jelly cold.
I don't do jelly. I do peanut butter toast, which is hot.
I don't...
The peanut butter's melting.
Yeah, if I'm going to do a PB&J, it's got to be cold jelly, though. That's just all I'm going to say about that. That's really...
So what about the option for people that don't use... I think
that yours is a good option.
I don't like jelly, so I make peanut butter toast.
I dig that. I used to put, like, you put bananas on it? Or... No? No bananas?
I've done that before.
Alright. Now we're getting somewhere. I've been digging the apple butter. It's been probably my favorite.
I'm not... I don't know. There's something wrong with me.
What do you mean?
I don't, like... I don't know. I like all the shit food. Like...
You like cheese.
Yeah, that's shit food,
you
dude.
Love cheese.
Come on.
You love cheese? You love
Why
bread?
Is cheese WIC approved?
What do you mean? Cheese is, like, one of our biggest things here. Everybody loves cheese.
Wisconsin is where cheese is originated.
If you were to not have cheese being on that, then people would freak out. They'd be like, what the fuck?
See, I couldn't be on a podcast. You're not recording, are you? Are you actually recording?
Yeah.
I could tell. You were talking different.
Really? You think
yes.
So?
You
I don't
were talking
so
way
all.
Different. I was like, oh, God. He's throwing in extra commentary here.
No.
Yes.
No,
this
that's
is
exactly,
why I can't
that's
do
exactly
it.
What I would be saying normally.
No. No. Because I was about to talk about farting.
Because
I was about to fart, and I was like, wait, is he recording?
You can fart on a podcast.
No, I knew it. I was like, wait, I'm going to make sure he's not recording because I'm about to fucking shit my pants.
Wait, so are you going to do it?
No!
Let it rip.
It's recording.
So what? Nobody knows me on here.
Yeah.
So this is like it's not even happening. You know what I mean?
But it is.
Yeah, but I want to hear you fart.
And I do. When so you're not recording.
Hit that fart. Fart it out. Let it go. It'll be the first Jasmine maybe, fart recorded maybe,
you
ever.
You know what I've noticed?
And I'm gonna hold your cheeks.
Here we go.
I'll hold your cheeks.
Here we go. Hello. I feel like sometimes, do you believe in like the energy of like the people that you're around affecting your own energy or like the way that you react to things?
I mean, yeah, that's always happening. Yeah.
So
the best thing to describe, so
like I'm trying to like, well, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was gonna say the best thing that I tell people is that you can't possibly define me, like my behavior, or describe my behavior without taking into account and or describing your own behavior. Does that make sense? So no matter what, if you're trying to describe my behavior, your behavior has to be taken into account because everything is counter, like, is still going off of one another. That means if you go, if you stand up randomly and you go into the fucking bathroom and go take a shit, right? I'm going to have a response to your behavior, no matter what.
I'm trying to think of two different examples, but it's going to be a personal one. So, like... I don't know. Like, let's just say, like... If I saw you concerned about being around a certain group of people, and I saw that you were on edge or felt uncomfortable, I see you feeling that way. And then I start to feel weird. But I'm telling you, like, most of the time, I'm never uncomfortable around really anybody unless it's all eyes on me. That's when I start to get uncomfortable. And well, you know this, too, because when we first met...
Well, I just have social anxiety. Like, it just happens.
I know, but I vibe off of that. I don't.
Like, even if I'm making people, like, laugh or something, like, I don't feel chill with you all. Like... Because then I'm like...
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
You're just surrounding yourself around the wrong people.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's just...
But, like, lately, and especially since, like putting ourselves in a better place, I feel like my encounters with strangers have been better, too. Like, the lady that was picking shells for me, I'm like, fuck yeah, that's awesome, because I started to do that. She was like, hey, you want these? I'm like, wow, you're really fucking nice. Like, I'm serious, because, like... For a long time, I started not liking people or just, you know, making myself distant from people because of the things that I've gone through and shit. Where I was, like, closed off, like, just with everyone.
I don't know. I just have, like, a very hard time finding anything to say unless somebody is talking to me about something.
Sometimes,
you know what I mean?
Sometimes you just have to literally, in conversation, make it seem like you're the second. And they're keeping it going and you're just...
Right.
You're the listener.
Yeah.
You know? But that's... You're making someone's day, I guess.
Well, I've always been pretty quiet, you know what I mean? That's for... At least from what I've heard. Like, my uncle... I remember one time, this was the funniest thing. Because I was really young, but for some reason I remember this. We were walking through Target. And he goes, you know, you don't say much, do you? Because he's not afraid to say anything. Plus, I'm just, like, a little kid. I was just like... There's just not that much to say, I guess. Like, that was my fucking response. I'm like, coming from, like, what, a 10-year-old? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, but that's how I think now. I'm like, that's how...
I think the complete opposite.
I'm like, there's wow, so there's just not that much to fucking say.
Imagine if you're an influential, like, being, and you have that mentality. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I see it in a sense where it's like, not that I'm, like, some know-it-all, which I thought I was when I was younger, but, like, it's like if I know that what I'm gonna say is gonna be beneficial or like might somehow change something or be a, I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm not quiet. Like, I'm the complete opposite. I am though. We are.
Well, I don't know. You were pretty quiet to me at first.
I didn't know you. I don't waste my like, I don't invest. Is that better?
I mean, you do kind of.
Yeah, when it happens.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, ours was pretty random, so. I don't think anybody really saw that one coming, to be honest.
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. You didn't even think I was attracted.
I don't. It's not that.
It was the hair, I know. You said I look like you said I look like Jesus.
I don't look anyone.
If anybody wants to know, if anybody wants to know for future reference, she thought I looked like Jesus.
Anyone with long hair looks like Jesus to me. Dude, that
good thing you didn't see me in my chacos. I think you did, actually.
Did I?
I definitely would have worn my chacos.
Damn, yo, I would have gotten in trouble if this podcast was legit.
Why?
Because I was about to start talking about Jesus and I almost said the N-word.
I mean, Jesus?
I was like, man, that nigga got long. That nigga was, I was about to say, that nigga was in my life. Everywhere. My mom had pictures of, because I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
Pictures of him everywhere. Like, anytime.
A shrine.
Like, there were, yes, we had a mid-stairway shrine, but, so Filipinos and their Catholicism is more wrapped around, like, Mother Mary is considered, like, one of the high, so when you walk into a Catholic church in general, there's little candles, and you can kneel before Jesus, Mary, and, don't quote me on this, Joseph. I just remember going into churches and lighting a candle and kneeling down and saying our little prayers, and then like it was just, I cannot believe my ass used to be this holy Catholic little girl.
Now you,
well, that's a lot of
now people. You're covered in tats and you have red hair and
yeah, a lot of, you kind a of lot have of this
fuck it mentality.
A lot of people that grow up with religion being so fucking forced end up like me.
Did you feel forced, though? Or were you, like, really, really into it? Because at first, I mean, I know that you had that phase
where
you...
What age group?
At that phase, you
what
were really...
What age group?
I'm talking about, like, young age to, like, through high school. Were you really into going to church and shit?
Because I was never into going to church in high school.
Or before that, either?
I didn't go to church at all in high school, actually.
Or before that?
Before that, it was part of a routine that my parents made for me.
Why didn't you go in high school?
I
guess you, yeah.
Who the fuck goes to church in high school, dude? That's partying and shit. Like, doing sports. I'm going to church.
So fuck that.
I'm sorry. I mean, I did.
I mean, people did do that. I mean, I did. People made that
I'm
work.
I'm trying to think, like, I dated a guy whose family went to church a lot. So I went to church. Like, but it was not... In high school, you're not just like, I'm gonna go to church. Like,
I mean, I was know if you're still going, you know.
Well, I mean, my mom died when I was young, and she was really the one.
Oh, me the bros.
Scared the shit out of me. What's up, girl?
Yo, come here. How are you not asleep yet?
I know, she napped. She napped in the car.
Yeah. You want to come lay up here for a second? I'm going to go get more wine, so I'll give you a boost. Here, go introduce yourself.
Don't remind me that it's recording. I forgot for a second. Baby girl. Why are you so hype? Are you not tired? Are you tired?
I want to.
Baby. It's late. Do you want to go see the trains? Then you have to go to sleep first. This is mommy and daddy's bed. You have a bed beside me.
Tell you what. As like a bartender.
Why don't you just bring the wine in here? You didn't think I was going to need some at some point.
As a bartender / bar bag, like, on Broadway for this long, a bottle of wine, like, wow, you can fucking smoke those things.
Dude.
These things are easy.
Why are you laughing? You don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. Alright, you gotta go to bed with
Silas. Silas is out like a light.
He was out like a light 5 minutes upon entering that bed.
She's still doing...
No, we gotta get her in there, though, because this is our vacation, too. And it's really late, and you shouldn't be late.
I got it. Come here, little girl. Is that movie still on? Or do you want a different movie? I'll even
it
give
might
you
be
a different
off.
Movie.
You want rain? Did she say yes?
Yeah. You want rain or a different movie?
Yeah.
Bye.